share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The COVID-19 vaccination efforts have begun for teenagers aged 12 to 17, but not all parents are keen on getting their children vaccinated before face-to-face school starts. As a result, there has been speculation on whether unvaccinated kids will be allowed to attend school. The Ministry of Education, MO, has since clarified that children who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 will not be prevented from attending face-to-face lessons. Deputy Education Minister Idatup Dr. Ma Heng soon said it is possible that there are students who reject the vaccine, but the number is small as their parents are the ones who are not ready to allow their children to receive the vaccine, reported Bernama. Every student has the right to study and attend school. There is no reason for Mo to prevent them from returning to school without vaccination, he said. Counseling would be given especially to the parents as it is not the student who declines to be vaccinated but it is the parents who rejected it. Additionally, he said Mo had issued directives to schools nationwide through the District Education Office, PPD, to expedite the National COVID-19 Immunization Program for Adolescents, PIC Adolescents, appointments to ensure its success. He added that the MO will take several approaches to inform parents on the need for vaccination for their safety and to protect their children from serious COVID-19 infection. MO is prepared to assist parents and schools to achieve the objective. MO is planning to send various promotion materials to help parents and schools achieve goals, he said. The MO plans to send various leaflets to help parents receive the correct information so that they can agree to allow their children to receive the vaccine, he said. Also read, 80% of the adult population in Machia has been fully vaccinated 1 week before target. Source. The Straits Times source. Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.